Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound Health Options Show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Richard.
I'm chuckling because backstage Sherry and I were talking about, and she said she messaged me backstage and said, you know, an ice spike just fell from the roof and you could hear it hit the snow. And I'm like, oh my, you know, like, sounds like something out of a bad horror movie to me. I'm in California. Sherry's in Ohio, so we have different weather.
Good morning. There was about 10 icicles, about 4 or 5 feet tall, hanging from the edge of the roof, and they fell in one chunk, and they're standing out there like soldiers in the snow.
And wow.
As we simultaneously broadcast here, and I'm on the video side of this, I'm showing a picture of the local weather here with cars sliding around. We've got 8 more inches on top of what you see there, and now we've got freezing rain, which is going to turn all this to ice. And it just tells you how, for people in Ohio, how lacking we are in preparedness for anything. And Richard said, oh, we do earthquakes all the time. We're always prepared.
Growing up, you always had a bag, you know, you were kind of taught to always have a bag of some kind, you know, kind of ready to go with water and a pair of shoes. And I mean, you just kind of grew up that, you know, like, I've been through 3 major quakes in California, and you just have that as, yeah,
only,
it's just a lifestyle.
If only we could do that for our health.
Yeah, that would be great.
If we get sick, yeah. We should let people know that we are simultaneously broadcasting here at Blog Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, which you can get to by 347-850-1407, or go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, go to radio and then to Blog Talk Radio, and there is a link there where it says Join WebEx Meeting, so you can watch the show as well as listen to it over at Blog Talk Radio. We're recording both of them. They will be up on Blog Talk Radio within the hour. We're a little behind in the video. What do you call this piece where your people can see the show? Do you call it?
I would just call it a web feed or a video feed. I'd call it a web feed.
Well, I'm supposed to say that, well, web feed, good. I'm supposed to say we're coming to you from the studios of Sound Health and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, but we're not allowed out on the street, so I'm coming to you from my office at home. And we're going to be talking about metabolism today. I don't think that is a word that a lot of people understand, and there's certainly not a lot of information about it that is known to the public. I think it came to the public's mind when Justine Pellier was taken away from her parents because she had metabolic syndrome. And we're going to ask our guest about that, Dr. Curtis Kuhn. He's been with us before. He was a great guest. He left with a lot of questions unanswered. When people found out we were going to have him on the show again, they started sending in questions. So we have talked to him more, and it just seems like the universe is bringing everything together. We are doing a class March, I think, 12th and 13th, a two-day class for the public on cancer biology. And that's one of the issues that we want to talk to Dr. Kuhn about the markers and the metabolism that goes along with cancer. So if people are interested in taking that class, the 12th and 13th, the two-day class, includes the software, and they may be able to take it for free, so they just need to call our office or go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, the numbers at the top, and get in touch with Marie or Jackie, and they can talk about that. But we're going to be looking at those signs of cancer that you can find on Dr. Kuhn's site. I'm going to put this up in the chat. We have chat in both both sides, so there it is. And we're going to be walking Dr. Kuhn through this because it's a complicated subject, but the last time he was on, he made it very understandable for a lot of people. So I'm interested in the diabetes part, and Richard, I think, is interested in the EMF part. There's so much going on here. We do have a keynote, but do you have any announcements before that, Richard?
There's this wonderful video that you sent me from B.B. Farber's site, Next World TV, which I think I'll, to save time, I think we should put in both chats and people should watch, because it's just a great movement, the community movement, and they're talking about possible, you know, ways, excuse me, ways of what I would call workarounds, using the system to have a workaround how to halt things like fracking and other issues. And it's a great short video, but I'd rather have us have the time to talk with the doctor, so I'll put those in both chats.
Oh, that would be great. That kind of thing gives me hope. I was getting to the point where our leaders were just leading us down the path to nothingness or to slavery, it seems like to me. That's probably a little bit of an exaggeration, but I just felt like there was no hope for us against all of these food additives and GMO foods, and I think with what BB has put together, it's a way for a community to come together and just outlaw this garbage even coming into their community. So that's incredibly wonderful. I'm going to go ahead and, do you think we have time to read the keynote, or should we just refer people to it?
I think you should read the keynote, because it so fits perfectly with what we're talking about today with Dr. Kuhn.
Okay, I do these on Saturday, and we've had Dr. Kuhn scheduled for a couple of months, I think. And it seems like this keynote came up with metabolism and where vitality comes from for our metabolism. This is based on the frequencies coming to the Earth from outer space, the ones that control the tides and that kind of thing, the one that NASA follows, and anybody going into space has to follow all of these frequencies and things that are going on. So you can get this by going to soundhealthoptions.com, looking under news, and it's printed there for you, and it's also reprinted in the magazine Conscious Life. Robert O'Leary takes all this information and makes another kind of article out of it to show us how we are influenced from the outside in. So I have called this The Quandary of Metabolic Vitality. Do you feel worn out, even tired when you wake up, so you have trouble getting motivated to even meet the day? It's not you, at least this week. Epstein-Barr, the virus that saps your strength, will, and energy, is with us for the next week or so. And it's been here for a bit, so if you were tired beginning a few days ago, that just means you're very, very sensitive to these interstellar frequencies. For those of you who have thyroid issues, diabetes, or adrenal stress, you may want to take a few more precautions with your diet and stress level. Thyroid hormones, along with several B cofactors that are active now, may play a part in your energy quotient for the coming week. Muscles and stress, upper chest and back, pectoralis and trapezius, the greater toe masseter, one of the two muscles, muscles in the upper back and neck, the glutes, that's your behind, are also being sensitized. So if these muscles are trouble spots, they will be in stress until the 30th. But I think people really take solace in the fact that this is not them. You know, this is something from the outside. And for those of you experiencing breathing issues from last week when emphysema and COPD were so obvious, the stress on the diaphragm will start to dissipate on Monday. We've had a lot of calls about that, people's lungs and diaphragm in stress. Fats and protein digestion are part of energy production and metabolism. Cholecystokinin, a digestive peptide hormone, is in stress till the end of next week. Some extra food enzymes may be included. Oh, good grief, what is that? Somebody opened their microphone. Oh, that scared me. We ask you to keep all of your microphones closed unless you want to talk to us, and then you can go raise your hand at the bottom of the participant list. The participant list is under that little green tab at the top or the bottom of your screen for those of you watching the show. The neck and jaw muscles will be particularly sensitive, so look for throat, ear, and tooth issues. And I woke up with a sore throat. We even had a Bell's palsy case sent to us this week. That certainly involves the face, nerves, and muscles. If you're right-handed, rejoice. These influences will be just the opposite for you. Let us know this, how this plays out for you. If you'd include your brain in this, that would be great. And there's an address there for you to send the information. If you'd like to check out your brain dominance, and I will put this in the chat. It's a big, long thing. I don't want to read that. According to those who create such illusions for us, if the girl's spinning clockwise, you're right-brained. Now, holistic, creative, if it's she's turning counterclockwise, that indicates a linear, logical perspective. If you see her spinning in either direction, you can blink and likely get that to happen. You are logical and creative equally and simultaneously. About 19% of the population could do that. Tooth plaque associated with chlamydia pneumoniae that attacks the heart sac is active until Thursday. Welding fumes associated with zinc may cause more of an issue for those actively welding. Be sure to check your mask. And we do that because we've had several people in whose mask was not working and they ended up damaging their lungs. Nutrients in stress, proline, an amino acid, selenomethionine, calcitonin. Remember, that one's associated with cancer. Vitamin A and B factors for B1 and B12. Medications now active, naproxen and nicotine patches. Cilantro is now active and is a great detoxifier. One odd entry that has been going on for a few weeks is stress on the vertical muscle of the tongue. It is associated bioacoustically with measles and peripheral neuropathy. And remember the announcement that Richard brought us last week about the measles. That's it. They can go back and read it. We quit using this for a while because nobody was giving us feedback. And then we got all these complaints that they use it every day and it helps them plan. So we have reinstituted it. Thank you for your feedback. And please continue sending us information and ideas for the keynote and the entire show. Richard, I have one other announcement. Do we have time?
Yes.
I'll make this a quick one. Remember last week when we did a show about Megyn Kelly and some of the other people on Fox News who had been bringing us information about vaccine damage and the lack of any kind of pre-testing? All of a sudden, they turned around, and we have to have this herd mentality, and this has to happen, and everybody needs to get their child vaccinated, no exceptions whatsoever. Well, usually I watch news shows from different channels, and I usually record them and just flip through them. Well, I was caught having to watch a live show on Fox News, Megyn Kelly, as a matter of fact, and guess who is one of their incredibly strong sponsors? Pfizer Pharmaceutical.
Yeah, boy.
And I'm going to do some research and find out if this is a new sponsor. because Pfizer is one of the world's leaders in vaccines. So, again, follow the money. Richard told us that so many times. Richard, would,
wow.
Would you introduce our guest, unless you have a comment about the keynote? Have you been tired this week?
I've been a little tired. I have actually been having a little bit of neuropathic-like pain, so it fits right in. It just always makes me chuckle. It's the Sherry psychic hour when you read the keynote. It just the universe is just amazing. I'm not sure who's reflecting here.
Hey, keep down a little bit.
Okay, and Dr. Kuhn. Metabolic mission, a lifelong endeavor with which an individual is supernaturally commissioned in order to propagate and lead humanity to the science of metabolic typing. It is the unique science that, when applied, will rebuild all metabolic systems within the human organism. Dr. Curtis Kuhn is here to talk with us about metabolic science. We will also be discussing Dr. Kuhn's books, Metabolic Metamorphosis and Metabolic Mission, and updates to his Metabolic Mission book. Dr. Kuhn formed the Metabolic Institute, LLC, after 28 years of personal experience on metabolic therapy. The core of this nutritional protocol is the science commonly known as metabolic typing. Dr. Kuhn is a certified metabolic therapist, ecological lifestyle advisor, and was on the board of the directors for the Kansas Limes Association from 2010 to 2011. Welcome, Dr. Kuhn.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the introduction. It's been a year since I was on the show. I can't believe it's gone that quick.
I know.
Simultaneously, we've had three private chats to me. He said you could rebuild your body. They want to know how long that's going to take.
Good question. You know, let me lay a foundation first. You talked about metabolism and its kind of a definition. Let me give you an idea how much the medical industry knows about metabolism. I've been to five universities, but when I was at Marymount College, I graduated midterm 1981 here in Kansas. I was a pre-med student. And a month before I graduated, I was in the upper-level anatomy and physiology class. And we got to the chapter metabolism, and Dr. Zekas walked in. He goes, "Class, well, I have good news and bad news. The good news is we don't have to study metabolism." Everybody's like, "Yay." "The bad news is we don't study it in medical school." I said, "What?" So after class, I asked him, I said, "Dr. Zekas, I'm planning on going to medical school next semester." At the time, I had diabetes, and I had polycythemia. I had to give whole red blood cells every 2 months for several years. I didn't know I had a liver dysfunction at the time. And he said, "Curtis, we're decades away from understanding metabolism." I said, "I don't have decades, man. I'm 25 years old." He said, "You know, you need to keep looking." So I did, and I looked for the next 3 years. And, you know, the rest is kind of history. I found Dr. Kelly around Christmas time, 1984, started metabolic therapy. And at the time, my wife was a nurse. She had worked in oncology for 3 years at Wesley Hospital in Wichita, Kansas. And she's the one that told me to do metabolic therapy. And I said, "Now, wait a minute, girl. You laugh at me when I go to the health food store." She said, "Curtis, it's 1984. They know nothing about addressing cancer. I mean, come on." She says, "Dr. Kelly has it down to a science since 1963. So it was a no-brainer for me, you know. So, and the rest is history. It's been 30 years. I've been on this program now. And I can honestly say my work is just beginning, just beginning. We're just touching the surface. We really are.
Well,
it's really amazing to me that – oh, go ahead, Sherry.
I just want to know how he would define metabolism.
I would define it, of course, our program is called metabolic typing, like blood typing. At the moment of conception, you have an eye color, a skin color, a bone structure, and your autonomic nervous system is preset. So there's three divisions, sympathetic, parasympathetic, and balance. You're dominant in one of those three areas, and you have a specific genetic metabolic type. I'm a type 5. I'm German and Indian. I'm very right brain dominant, creative, gregarious. I'm a meat eater. When I started the program 30 years ago, I looked like a sympathetic dominant because I was real skinny. They used to call me chicken legs in high school, you know. So I was a long-distance runner, and I'd blown out my parasympathetic side, and I was functioning on a sympathetic side. And, you know, it took years, literally years, the first 4 years on the program to the first year I got over the diabetes, broke down the tumors in my liver, gallbladder. I had a blocked colon. I had gallstones the size of golf balls that I passed. I went into septic shock for a week. I almost died. So I had a lot of work to do, a lot of work. And I'm one of those unusual cases. I probably should have died, but I didn't. I didn't, and I'm still here. But that's when I dedicated my life to the science. And I can honestly say I'm still following what I told Dr. Kelly 30 years ago, that I would, that if I lived, I would tell the world about the science. And that's where I'm at.
How do you think that, you know, how did Kelly come up with this so early in the gate? I mean, I say that from personal experience, not that I did the protocol, but I worked with a chiropractor back in the 80s that was trained in the Kelly protocol. And actually my high school, my junior high school elementary teacher had prostate cancer. And somehow he was influenced to go see this chiropractor, and he lived for another like 35 years because he did the Kelly protocol. So, I mean, I have personal exposure not only from that, but also from knowing the chiropractor quite well. We were friends, and we would talk often about this and the amazing intake. And I mean, it's an amazing system. How did Kelly come up with this? I mean, how was he so early on figuring this out?
Well, you're looking at his background. He was an orthodontist, you know, and he was working with a lot of children for several years before he got cancer himself in 63. So he had already been doing a lot of research on vitamins and minerals and whole foods and so forth, and he noticed that when he changed the kids' diet, they would react very quickly because they're children. You know, they grow, their cells are changing so rapidly. When he was diagnosed with liver pancreatic cancer, he had put together the elements he had been studying for years and then started doing research with pancreatic enzymes that break down malignancy. So he just started combining things together. It started to work. And then he experimented on his wife, who was, Dr. Kelly has a type 1. He's a sympathetic dominant, very vegetarian genetically. His wife was a parasympathetic. And he put her on the same diet, and she almost went into a coma. So he started to find out early on that what works for one person doesn't work for the next. That's when he started doing the research on the autonomic nervous system and finding out the original 12 metabolic types. So he's put tons of years, you know, 50 years of research into what he what we do now. And it's really quite amazing. I'm a psychologist first before I ever got on metabolic therapy, but I've been doing this 30 years, so, and I don't claim to be a genius, but I've learned a lot. And not only do I been running programs for 30 years on clients, but I've been on this program myself for 30 years. I've seen the changes. Probably the biggest thing is that I went from 5'9", 150 pounds, age 30 when I started the program. Over the next 4 years, I went to 5'10", 200 pounds. I put on an inch in height and 50 pounds of bone and muscle. There's nothing miraculous about it. But I broke my neck when I was 17. I fell off the high bar in gymnastics, and I had a hairline fracture to my C1. Well, also I had a pituitary gland dysfunction. Human growth hormone wasn't being emitted. Well, that combined with childhood diseases and calcium assimilation problems. I had a milk intolerance from birth. So I've been a bodybuilder from the Marine Corps since 1974, and I was still 5'9", 150. No skinny guy. In the first 3 years, I rebuilt my internal organs. I opened up my digestive system, my lymphatic system, got rid of tumors, passed all those gallstones the size of golf balls in my gallbladder. The third and fourth year, I started to grow, and I went from 5'9", 150 to 5'10", 200. And my bodybuilder friends accused me of doing steroids. I said, man, I don't even work out. Why would I do steroids? They'd look at me in amazement and say, man, your bones are bigger. I go, well, they are. I was 34 years old, and the reason my bones grew is because I never reached my genetic potential in my early 20s. I didn't reach it until my early 30s, mid-30s. So just one of those unusual events. And I used to kind of talk like this because I couldn't assimilate calcium, and I had a hormone imbalance. So when my metabolism started to rebalance, my voice came back too. Of course, I was in radio and television, and I sing professionally on the side. So I put it all together. So it's been a journey, and really like I said earlier, the journey's really just beginning, because people are just beginning to understand that we're all so different. You know, we're worlds apart at the cell level. We really are.
Nobody tells you this stuff.
Well, no, they don't. In medical school, they don't even teach it. So how can you learn it? You know, you have to seek elsewhere at times. You know, and it's eventually. And I'm teaching doctors in other countries now. I have been the last 3 years. We're getting ready. We have like 100 doctors in Malaysia and the Middle East that are getting ready to take our course. And I have 3 other doctors now that are working with me on teaching this course. 2 of them are holistic dentists. You know, one of them was a prostate cancer client. So people are starting to wake up. You know, Sherry, we were talking about that. The documentary I just saw yesterday is incredible. It's called Bought. Oh, my gosh, the truth is coming out. It's slapping us in the face. It's amazing. I never thought I'd live to see the day that we'd start to see the reality of the truth of what's going on in our government and the food industry and the farmers and the Monsanto. And, oh, my goodness, it's just overwhelming. It really is. But there is a movement, and I've been in this movement for 30 years, and no one wanted to listen to me 30 years ago. My friends, my family are like, oh, Curtis, you need to do chemotherapy. I said, you know, my wife's a nurse. She works on oncology. She told me not to do chemotherapy. It's probably going to kill me. I'm not doing chemotherapy, and I didn't. So here I am. Still alive.
Can you refer our people to physicians that you've trained or the self-test that's on your book? Would that be just as good for people to follow that? Or do they need a physician?
You know, there's so many facets to metabolic therapy. The metabolic typing, is one aspect. I mean, if you're in fairly good health and you're not in a stage 3 or 4 of any type of cancer, the metabolic typing is very good because it pinpoints your functional and subtype. And you can address your subtype with vitamins, minerals, glandulars, enzymes, so forth. The beauty of Dr. Kelly's work was over the last, like, 15, 20 years, he took the metabolic typing to a whole nother level. Well, when I started the program in 1985, I had to take a lot of supplements because I was very sick. And what he did was, over the next 25 years, he condensed many of those supplements. So if you're a subtype, let's say 4 or 5, like myself, then there's a vitamin mineral, a glandular for type 5 specifically, and it pinpoints almost exactly the nutrients you need at the cell level, vitamins, minerals, and glandulars, and of course, we have the strongest pancreatic enzymes in the world. And then the role of the metabolic therapist is to fine-tune your program. Now, if you do have a degenerative disease like diabetes or cancer, osteoporosis or osteoarthritis, you were talking about lupus and all these other. There's lots of diseases out there. But metabolic therapy is nonspecific. So once you start addressing the right levels of deficiencies in the body rebuilds in a hierarchical fashion anyway. So the inside out and the top down. And I'm a poster child for that. I mean, I was 5'9", 150. I was in the insurance industry. I blew out my parasympathetic mode of my autonomic nervous system, which is the right brain dominant. So I was functioning as a left brain analytical, logical. I was in insurance. And I'd lost all my creative abilities because I sing. And as you can tell right now, I got a big mouth. I talk a lot. I tell lots of stories. My girlfriend's always saying, Curtis, you got so many stories. You're killing me. But I do. You know, my brain came back that first year because my brain was so deficient. Then my hormone levels started to rebalance, and I'm breaking down these tumors. I'm getting rid of these gallstones, and I had a blocked colon. My lymphatic system was full of sludge, and it's just amazing. It's just amazing the things you go through. I'm amazed, really, that 30 years I've been doing this, and more people aren't trying to figure it out. You know, they are, but it's kind of a slow process. I think now the problem is, Sherry, the biggest problem I see is there's so many choices for people out there. They know not which direction to turn. By the time they come to me, this last couple of years, I've been getting all these third and fourth, mostly fourth stage cancer. They've already tried chemotherapy. They've done some surgery, maybe some radiation. They tried another holistic therapy, and then they heard about Dr. Kelly's protocol. And they come to me and they're like, can you help me? I'm like, oh, okay, well, yeah, okay. Not any load on my shoulders, but I do it. I work with them. And I say, I've seen some great results and I've seen some not so great. But it's so far down the road in the stage of cancer. It's tough. As Dr. Kelly always taught us, if you've got 6 months left, he absolutely said we can help you. If you're down to the nitty gritty, it's tough. You got to follow the protocol very closely, very closely.
Well, and that was the experience of watching my friend, actually Michael Weir, who's the chiropractor, and watching him in the 80s when he was doing this, that most of the people that came to him were coming to him as a last-ditch effort. As you said, you know, when there was no hope or there was nothing, that's the unfortunate part to me always of the Kelly work, is that it seems to be in a lot of the alternative protocols, particularly then, now not as much, we're getting smarter or something, or is that people are going, oh, maybe I should try this now. More people like your wife are standing up and going, no, don't do that, that'll kill you, do this, try something else first.
Right.
You know, that was the, right. That was the thing with the Kelly protocol, is that it was I've tried everything else, how about this? And I'm excited to hear that you have practitioners who are still learning that, you know, that are learning this, getting ready to take a class, because it's so powerful. As I say, I've never done it myself, but even as you speak, one of the things that popped up in my brain from hearing you describe it is that it sounds to me like what the protocol does is you find your type, you neutrify the imbalances in the type, and then that gives the body the opportunity to do what it can, given all the substances necessary to help heal itself. Is that true?
Right, right, very true. The body will pick and choose exactly what it needs. So it is amazing. I mean, I had some great expectations when I started because I was so sick for so long anyways. And that first year, I only began the changes. And I thought, okay, I'm going through this, blah, blah, blah. Wow, after the first year, you know, then I started to really go through the change. It's amazing. I think we live in a fast food society. People wake up one morning, I don't feel good. I think I'll see my doctor. Oh, you've got stage 3 cancer. Oh, my goodness. Well, I never had any symptoms. Well, yes, you did. Let's look at Dr. Kelly's 7 warning signs. You had them all, dude, for about 3 years. It takes about 3 years for malignancy to develop, and give or take a few months, depending. It was like 200 forms of cancer out there. So you know, we have, and it's not all our fault anymore, because like Sherry was saying, the genetically modified foods, the pesticides, the herbicides, the fungicides, oh my gosh, the list is just, it's non-ending. It's growing exponentially, even. It's crazy. I mean, I grew up on a farm in the early 50s in Kansas. Wow, that's what saved my life. Even Dr. Kelly said that. When I did my first program in February 85 when I was in Dallas there, he looked at me and we had a class of like 40 people. Everybody had cancer. He went through every individual over that 3-day period. And he said, Curtis, you grew up on a farm. I said, wait a minute. You know, I never told you that on my questionnaire. He goes, oh, you didn't need to. I'm looking at your scores here. I think you're going to make it. I'm like, wow, really? He said, but the next level of people growing up, then the next era will not be so lucky. And obviously we've seen that now. You know, it's just we have kids that look great on the outside, but the inside's just falling apart. It's falling apart. So it's sad. It's a sad affair.
It really is. I have a question from our chat over at WebEx. Somebody's asking, does the typing tie in with blood types? Is this, because you know there's a blood types book, is this in a similar kindred, or does this fall into it, or is it a really...
No, not at all. There's no relationship. And Dr. Kelly and I talked about that extensively over the years. You know, and that's why I've had a lot of clients. They did the blood typing program, and some of them said, yeah, it kind of worked for me, and others said, oh, it didn't work worth a darn, because there's no relationship. The autonomic nervous system is such a huge component of, because we have the brain, the central nervous system, and the autonomic or automatic nervous system that innervates all the organs, glands, and systems. So, you know, it's there's really no kinship between the two. There really isn't. You know, I wish I could say there was a little bit, but there really isn't. Dr. Kelly did a lot of research on it. There's really no comparison.
And I have somebody else in chat asking, are there classes for the public? And that leads me to the second part of that question is, do you have to be some type of licensed professional to take the Kelly training?
That's a good question, because we're setting the same standards for all my students around the world that were set for us when I went through the International Health Institute in Dallas in 85 and 86. Back then, we were sponsored by the WHO, the World Health Organization. Big name. And Dr. Kelly always would smile and say, yeah, they put their holy water on our class. That's kind of funny. But now we are the International Metabolic Institute, and we have a board of directors of three other doctors and myself. I'm the president. And we do have a requirement to take our course. As long as you have a bachelor's degree in a hard or soft science, and when I say soft science, like psychology and some of these other courses, relative, and even if you have another area of a degree, if you do have a little anatomy and physiology background, we'll work with you. So those are things I have to determine myself when I look at their manuscripts. But it's at least a bachelor's degree, you know, which isn't too bad. But that way it doesn't eliminate a lot of people. A lot of people can take the course. In fact, I've got a couple of nurses right now in England that are starting another course this week. Just finishing a course today with one of my clients here in America, one of my students. But I'm anxious for the future, because that was Dr. Kelly's dream 30 years ago when I started the program. I was the last class that went through, and he said, you know, we want to reach the world with the science. And he said, I know it's going to take a long time. We're just beginning. And he was right. And that was 30 years ago. And he'd already been doing it 20 years. So, you know, there's a paradigm shift taking place. And we're seeing it's very self-evident in everything we're talking about. And it's taking place in our industry and metabolic science also. And that's one of the things that's compelled me over the last 30 years to never let go of this science, you know. I mean, it did save my life. And so, and I'm a Christian, you know, and I made a promise to God. I said, you know, if Dr. Kelly saves my life, I'm going to make a promise to you and Dr. Kelly that I'm going to tell the world about this science. And it's been tough. Oh, my goodness, it's been tough. You have an idea. You know other people in alternative therapies that are having a tough time, too. So it's been a tough thing, but nobody said life would be easy. So, and I was in the Marine Corps in Vietnam, so I'm a fighter by nature, you know. So I kind of revel in it, you know. So, yeah, it's been a journey.
Is there information about the courses or the classes on your website, on themetabolicinstitute.com? Can people go there and see sort of what the criteria is and find more information about classes?
Good question. We're getting ready, right, within the next couple of weeks. I have a search engine optimization company that does all my changes. We have to update a lot of my testimonies of clients around the world. And they're going to put a whole page on our class because we're fine-tuning it right now. But they can go to my website. All they have to do is email me or call me, and I'll give them some specifics. I'm still teaching the course right now, and we're getting ready to we're changing up the course. It's an 8-week course, just one day a week, a couple hours. We're going to change it to 10 weeks, and we're adding another curriculum with these other holistic dentists. But the course right now is $1,500, and that includes their manual and everything else. So it's on a PDF file, and several hundred pages, a huge manual Dr. Kelly put over his lifetime. But the new class we're doing is $3,500 and payable in like 3 payments, or if they pay it up front, $2,500. So if they want to get in on a course within the next month or so, month to 6 weeks, on this older curriculum, we can do that. I'm still doing that. I teach on Skype, and it's fun because you can be so interactive with your clients. I've had a lot of clients, students, over the last 3 years from Australia, from England, a few in the United States and other countries. Yeah, and I got to say, it's the people from other countries are the most open-minded. They're the easiest to work with, the students. Here in America, I think there's so much propaganda, it's just gotten crazy. So it's hard for people to believe some things, you know, and I'm sure you see this all the time. So once you start giving them concrete evidence on the science behind what we're doing, they were like, it's like an aha moment, like, oh, I understand that. Makes sense. And then they start applying the program to themselves, because a lot of my students, they take the course and they do the program too. And that's seeing is believing. Experiencing is everything. It really is. So
what's the actual address to sign up for your course?
My website?
Yes.
It is pretty easy. It's www. I'll spell it out in a moment, but I'll just say it. It's themetabolicinstitute.com. And I'll spell it the or the, T as in Thomas, H as in Henry, E as in elephant. The metabolic is just like it sounds, M as in Mike, E-T-A-B-O-L-I-C. And institute is just like it sounds. So it's themetabolicinstitute.com. And on the bottom of each page, they can email me or call me. Either way, I don't charge anything for my first phone calls with anybody, whether they're a client or student or whatever. So, in fact, my rates are probably the best on the planet because I charge $175 an hour, but for my clients, especially those with cancer, you know, I only charge them a one-time consulting fee. It's good for the very first 6 months. They can call me, email me, Skype me anytime. There's no limit. And they get their supplements all at wholesale, at my wholesale prices, too. Nobody does that. There's nobody I know. I've been doing that for almost 20 years. But it's just a service that I do for people in the beginning. You know, and, yeah, obviously I'm not in it for the money, but I never have been. I'm in it to see results, to help people. So, you know, it's very important just to help people. That's my policy.
If they want to sign up for the course, they just get in touch with you?
Yes, yeah, just email me, and then we can talk on the phone, or you can call me first, either way. And I'll outline the specifics of the syllabus, you know, I'm getting ready to do a multiple Skype course where I can put several people on at one time for my class every Sunday afternoon for a couple hours. So that's kind of where we're at right now. So I'm just finishing my third book. I've been working on it 15 years, Metabolic Mission. It's the second edition of my second book. My first book was called Metabolic Metamorphosis. And over the last 30 years, I've learned how to write. You know, my first book really sold very quickly. But when I wrote that book, I have to be honest, I was angry. I was angry because I was still alive. Most people look at that and go, what? I go, man, I'm mad. I was misdiagnosed for 11 years. And now you tell me I'm going to live because I found a program that the medical industry didn't direct me to. I wasn't happy, you know, and it's funny. I wrote that book. People loved it. In fact, my first clinic in 89 was with a homeopathic doctor here in Wichita, Kansas. And every day I put a new book out on the in the waiting area. At the end of the day, it'd be gone. By Wednesday, I asked the receptionist, I said, are you selling my book? She goes, oh, no. I said, where are they going? She goes, well, I don't know. I had to put one out every day. People were stealing my book. It's kind of funny. But then the next couple of weeks, two of them came back with the money, and one brought the book back. Said, I couldn't put your book down. I loved it. So, you know, it's a pretty good book. My first book, you know, I wrote it really shooting from the hip. My second book, I took more time, but my third book, I've really elaborated on things that I've gone through over the last, my whole life, actually, because I'm 60 now. And, you know, I revealed, of course, there's been so many changes in this industry the last 15 years, because every day, every minute that we speak, there's another person that wakes up in the morning and goes, you know what, I'm going to try an alternative. And I've been counting on that for 30 years, and I knew that. Dr. Kelly instilled that in us. He said, every day, people are going to wake up, and they're going to start looking for the truth. Wow, what an amazing thing, you know?
I'm seeing in our clinic here an incredible increase in diabetes, and a lot of these people are on statins. Talk about that?
Yeah, well, are you talking about adult onset diabetes or juvenile?
Yes.
Oh, I know, and it's rampant. Why is that? Well, number one, let's back up a second. You know, cancer and diabetes are very, very similar. They're both pancreatic enzyme deficiencies. For instance, in 1985, when I was going through Dr. Kelly's class that first year while I was on the program, I always asked the unusual question because we were taught there's no wrong question, right? So I asked him in class, I'll never forget this. I said, one day that summer, I said, Dr. Kelly, cancer hits one out of five people. It's July 1985. What's it going to be like in like 25, 30 years? He got his calculator out, and he said, after the turn of the century, over the next decade or so after that, cancer is going to hit one out of two people. And there was a lot of doctors in that class, and you could hear, oh, my gosh, you're kidding. Well, we're there. We are there. And Dr. Kelly was so—he was a numbers man, you know. He was so right. And so that's where we're at. And diabetes the same way, because it's a pancreatic enzyme deficiency. What are we doing to our enzymes with our diets, with all the pesticides, herbicides, the steroids, the antibiotics? Oh my gosh, the growth hormone. We're destroying our immune systems and our enzymes, the high protein diets. You see little kids, 3 years old, going to McDonald's, and I'm just using this as an example. I mean, they've got good food, but they've also got a tremendous amount of protein in hamburgers at 3 years old. And you see this little kid, he's eating like 3 days worth of protein in one meal for a little kid that size. What's that do to your enzymes, your protease, your amylase, your lipase? Oh my gosh, it's destroying these innate enzymes that we have when we're born in our pancreas. So now we have to start supplementing them. That's why you see all these childhood diseases, lots of cancer, lots of diabetes, lots of crazy things taking place. It's rampant. It is rampant.
What's the difference in your metabolic book?
I'm sorry, Sherry, what was that question again?
You said you updated your metabolic mission book?
Oh, yes, yeah.
What's new?
Yeah, I self-published in 2000. And a lot's happened in the last 15 years. You know, I was living in Las Vegas. I was there 17 years. I was a private investigator several years. I sang in the show professionally for a few years. So I've added some of the things that's happened to me over the last 15 years. But I went back and I started adding things that happened to me when I was younger and really describing some of the more dramatic things when I was so sick. I mean, I almost died of poison ivy when I was 15. You know, I did die in the hospital. They lost my heartbeat for almost 30 seconds when they hit me with an IV of antibiotics. So I had a very strange immune system way back then. But I've also added a lot of the clients I've had over the last 15 years and the trends that are taking place. And you know, it just more, a lot of scientific information that's out there that's being updated all the time, these numbers, you know, these statistics. And yeah, I've kind of written it in a way that my brother passed away in October. That was a terrible thing. You know, my gosh, he's a year older than me, 61. And I always called him a dinosaur when we were little kids. He had the immune system of a dinosaur. He was never sick. He spent one day in the hospital his whole life, and that's when he was born. That was it. And he always called me chicken legs and sick boy because I was always sick. I was always sick. And then he passed away in October. But the sad part was he was in that hospital almost 6 weeks. Well, why was that? Because he had a heart attack, and they brought him back. He lost oxygen to his brain, so he couldn't really speak. Then he had another heart attack, but his body stayed alive. And they put him on a ventilator a couple of times. And oh, my gosh, there's 9 of us kids. So we all went up there after about almost a 6 week, and we said, you know, do not resuscitate. You know, he's going through all this pain. It was just horrible to watch. But I talked to his doctor and his nurses, and they said, we never seen a guy like this. His body won't give up. I said, well, let me tell you something. Number one, he's genetically he's German. You know, his whole family was never sick. He's my stepbrother. He's not any blood relation. I said, but secondly, I got him on a metabolic program a few years ago, and he'd been an alcoholic, and he got his brain back. He lost about 60 pounds. He became a nurse's aide, and oh, my gosh, it rejuvenated his whole life. But he got back on the bottle, and he was drinking very heavily from what my sister told me. You know, and so his heart finally gave out, but his body would not. And I believe it's because we addressed his metabolism for a few years. You know, we rebuilt him. And, he had genetics of a dinosaur anyway, so... So I'm kind of like that too. You know, I come from a long line of very strong people. Even though I was very sick as a little boy, I still overcame those things, you know. And you can do that with the right elements. You really can.
Is there anybody out there doing Kelly protocol with people who have, you know, any kind of drug recovery or alcohol, you know, work that you're doing?
A fantastic question. That's my next area of working with because – you know, I want to work with addictions. I mean, these addiction clinics, they're not utilizing what we're doing, and they would have phenomenal results because I've had clients, many, that have had food addictions, drug addictions, alcohol addictions, And they've been, had incredible, incredible. I mean, Greg Gilmore, back in the early 90s, he had jaundice when he came to me. You know, he had like 60 days to live. His doctor said, go home, I can't help you anymore. He's still alive today, and he had liver dysfunction because he'd been an alcoholic since he was a kid. We got him off alcohol and rebuilt his body. And I have a little story in my book about a relapse he had when I hadn't seen him. I was down in Branson, Missouri, and I came back to Kansas, and I saw him at the health food store. And I saw him in the parking lot, and he was yelling at me, Kurt, Kurt. And I go, who are you? And it was Greg. He put on like 15 pounds of bone and muscle, and his skin looked great, you know, no jaundice. And he had a smile from ear to ear, and he was suicidal when I got him on the program. So he said, let's go have a drink. I'm like, oh, boy, I don't know about this. So we did, and he had several beers. I said, Greg, we need to stop here. You know, you don't want to relapse. Well, he had a relapse on the way home. On the way back to his apartment, he started talking real slow, and I thought, wow, what's going on here? You can see he was very acidic, and he's pulling very alkaline. Well, his liver was overloaded with all the alcohol. He started to sneeze, and I've never seen someone sneeze 60 or 70 times in a row in my life. And he almost went into a coma. It was like a seizure. And I stopped the car in front of his place. I got a towel for him, and he couldn't even talk. He's like, Kurt. I'm like, Greg, let this be a lesson. You've only been on this program about 6 months, 8 months. You cannot drink like you did years ago. I know you feel good, but, you know, don't overtax your liver, man. You still got a couple of years of rebuilding to do. And that was a beginning, a turning point for that man. And it was fantastic. You know, he learned his lesson. But old habits die very hard. Any addiction is incredible. I was a drinker. You know, when I was in the Marine Corps, my gosh, they taught me how to drink, you know, back in 1973, 74. And then I was just writing this in my book. One day the first sergeant looked at me and he goes, boy, you're getting fat. I wasn't that fat, but I was out of shape. You know, I was stationed up in Brunswick, Maine. We're talking about cold. We were talking about cold early, man. It'd be 50 below zero there at the windshield. We were guarding nuclear weapons. So that day I started working out like an animal. And I joined the Marine Corps to get on a Marine Corps boxing team. They didn't have boxing up in Maine in 1973, but we had a great gym, so I got into bodybuilding. And that's what I did for the next 10 years, you know. So to each his own. You know, I just had the mental strength to kick the alcohol addiction. Now, when I was rebuilding the first 3 years on this therapy, you know, old habits started to come back. And I'd try to have a couple of drinks, and I'd be on my knees, you know, because my liver could not take any alcohol, not even a sip, you know, which was a good thing, you know. I knew that if I drank, I'd die. So I had to kick that, you know. Some people are pretty headstrong, and they, especially when it gets to heroin and methamphetamines, and oh my gosh, you know, it's tough. But you know, that's where they need counseling too, and that's what my role as a consultant. You know, I counsel all my clients, try to help them through these rebuilding processes, because you rebuild, you plateau, rebuild, plateau, and that's a lifetime thing. And a lot of people ask me, well, how long do I have to do this program? And I say, well, how old are you? Well, I'm 55. Well, how long did it take you to get there? Well, that's a dumb question. No, it's not. How long did it take? 55 years. Okay. Well, it didn't take 55 years to get so sick. Well, in a way, it kind of did. Because everything you've been exposed to in 55 years and you've done to your life, now you're having results from that. I'm not telling you it's going to take 55 years to rebuild. You don't have that much time. But it's going to take more than a couple of weeks, don't you think? They're like, oh, yeah, I see. So this isn't like a drug. Oh, no. We're rebuilding every organ, gland, and system, every cell in your body. You have 50 to 80 trillion cells. It's going to take a little time, man. Then you got to detoxify those cells as you rebuild them. Oh, my goodness. So the results are lifelong. It's incredible. Just incredible.
We have two really important questions that we need to cover. We only have about 8 minutes. One is on the influence of vaccines and metabolism, and the other is on EMFs and things like cell phones and metabolism.
Right.
Speak to those.
Yeah, well, you know, the we were talking about, Sherry, that movie, what's it called, Bot?
Bot.
They were talking about the vaccinations and some of the sad, ramifications of vaccination. But they've been talking about that for 50 years, but now the statistics are starting to come out, but when you're adding aluminum and mercury to these vaccinations, well, those are heavy metals. That's a no-brainer for what I've been doing the last 30 years. You know, you got to chelate that stuff out of your body, but a little child, when they're giving some vaccinations, and I'm not saying that these I had all those vaccinations as a little kid too, you know. And so, your body's going to respond differently. I mean, biochemical individuality is the key to life. We're all different. So obviously that's why some children react worse than others. And some of them, it may happen immediately. Within the first couple hours, others it may take a few weeks. So it's kind of hard to graph that, but they did some pretty good jobs of graphing that over the last, two and three decades. So, you know, the $54,000 question is, well, should I vaccinate my child? And I say, do research. Keep looking. Keep looking for some answers. I never tell people to not, you know, I have a lot of cancer clients that are following the medical protocol. And I tell them, if you want to do that, that's your choice. But just remember, if you're doing all these drugs and chemotherapy and everything else, that if you do metabolic therapy with it, you're going two different directions now. You're rebuilding and repairing on one level, and the other level, you are just tearing down these tumors. You're breaking them down, but you're not rebuilding. But you're rebuilding with our program. So it's kind of tough. You're going two different directions, but people do it. And I let them make that choice, but I explain the results, what's going to take place if they try to do that. So I think it's kind of hard. And, you know, vaccinations, wow, we could talk about that for a long time. You know, I need a question here that is so pertinent.
Justine Pellier was taken away from her family because she had a diagnosis of metabolic syndrome. How does that fit into this? And is that what we're pushing our kids toward?
How old was that child?
15.
Now, when you say metabolic syndrome, what exactly, can you define that the way that they defined it? Can you say that?
I'm looking for it right now on the internet. She needed a special diet, her energy was going down. She was losing her hair, and they were just fighting over it. The disease,
right,
they called it metabolic syndrome.
Right. You know, and so they took the child away because he was trying to address it with foods, supplements?
Well, the doctor in one state was trying to address it, and they went over a state line to see another doctor, their doctor that had moved, and they took the child away.
Oh, my gosh. What was the medical industry doing to treat it? Just drugs, probably steroids.
Well, I don't know. I just found the article. Metabolic disorder, it says.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you know, wow. You know, freedom of choice. You know, it's of course they're a child. So, yeah, there's so many politics and all these things too. It's crazy. Now I have some kids at that age, 14, 15, that their folks put them on a program. But they're not seriously ill like that either. But they see amazing results as they start following, changing the diet, detoxifying a little bit, and actually doing supplements. Because a young person is so, that you can turn them around so quickly. They really can. I don't know. Of course, you know, let me ask you a question. What's the fastest growing stock in the world today?
Pharmaceuticals.
You know that?
GMO.
Oh, no. No. Used to be. No. Nutritional supplements. Now, who's buying that stock? Who's buying that stock? The pharmaceutical industry. Yeah. That's I told Dr. Kelly 30 years ago, I said, if things go the way that I'm predicting, by the turn of the century, or maybe down the road a little ways from that, one of the biggest selling stocks in the world is going to be nutritional supplements, because the pharmaceutical industry sees the writing on the wall. They haven't been able to control it, but if they can own it, then they can kind of control it. That's what's happening. I have a chemist right here in Kansas that made our enzymes for Dr. Kelly 20 years ago, and he's going to start making them all for me here pretty soon. And when he started his business almost 30 years ago also, he's from Iran, and he has incredible herbs from the Middle East. But he makes supplements for doctors all over the world. And we were talking when we first got back together, and I said, Mark, there's a lot of companies out there in the United States that make supplements like you, aren't there? He goes, there used to be. There used to be hundreds and hundreds. He says, now there's only a handful. I'm like, what? You're kidding me. He goes, no, because they can't. Some of the rules are so strict. Some of the laws for these guys, anything that they mess up on, they pull their license to make these supplements. So I don't know. I know that College Health Stores makes our supplements, have the purest supplements on the planet. That was Dr. Kelly's. He wrote that in blood. In fact, when he closed the institute in '87, you know, when we finished our course, he was having some espionage taking place within his company. Back then, they were nonprofit. But he said that they're tainting my supplements. They're not making them the way that I designed them to be made. And so, you know, he pulled away and went through several years of, all kinds of things that took place. But he started making the supplements again in the mid-90s, and I got back with him. And, you know, that was his claim to fame, was his strength of his formulations. And, of course, you know, just like any, like foods, you can taint foods with anything. My gosh, the chemicals in our food chain is crazy. Same way with supplements. You can, if you're making, half a million bottles of vitamin C or a million, and you can add an element like sugar or something else and cut the, you know, the cost, why not? I mean, I would never do that, but who's to say that companies don't do that? I got an email yesterday from a company that sells the most, so they say, the best extra virgin olive oil on the planet. And they're saying about 70% of all the extra virgin olive oils on the market are tainted. They're tainted, they're old, they're rancid. I'm like, what? You're kidding me. So it's truth in labeling. Truth and labeling. So we need to get to the core of the hypocrisy that's out there. You know, there's a lot of good companies, and I tell you, these organic farmers and these farmers market, and that's moving by the day, by the minute. And I love to see that. I grew up on a farm. You know, my grandparents, we grew everything. That's why I'm alive today. I ate nothing hardly from the grocery store. Even we had a dairy up the road a mile, and we did get some of our pork and beef from the grocery store, but in the 50s, it was good stuff, really good stuff, you know. And as we know from that documentary, we just saw that it's not so good anymore, some of it, you know.
The bought one. One of our people in chat corrected me and said that Justine had mitochondrial disorder.
So mitochondria. Okay. So, yeah, she had a very, you know, at the cell level, you know, so this is probably genetically passed even, it sounds like, too. So, well, there again, she just, if you got anything with, you know, at that level, you know, basic nutrition with enzymes in the catalyst, you know, maybe even hydrochloric acid, little things to help catabolize these foods so they can get into the cells, because that's where it all begins. That's where it all begins. I mean, every client I've had in the last 29 years, you know, it all begins with their food that they eat. They're not processing. They're not breaking down. They have allergies. You know, we live in a country of allergies. Oh, I'm allergic to everything. Well, yeah, but you really aren't. I mean, yeah, okay, I was allergic to everything. I couldn't break down nothing. And I walk outside and start sneezing in the spring because there was so many chemicals out there and everything else. But as I rebuilt my immune system and everything else, I didn't have the allergies anymore. And that's the premise of metabolic therapy, is to non-specifically rebuild your immune system, every organ, gland, and system and cell. Takes time. You know, it takes some work. You know, you can't just take one pill and go back to work. You know, it's a lifestyle, but it's a very simple lifestyle. And I think, as a nation, we need to get back to simplicity. Other nations are doing it, and we're falling behind. And that's why we are, as you know, the statistics on our education, our food supply. Oh, my gosh, they have much better diets in many other countries around the world for these kids in school. You know, and we used to be number one. Now we've fallen way down the list, way down the list. And we need to turn that around. We have to.
What can we say about cell phones and EMFs?
Oh, man. I haven't done that much research on that. I know I'm on my cell phone a lot. So I'm just thankful I'm on a program that can give me all the elements I need that I can detoxify my body on a daily basis if I need to. But yes, the research is still coming in on that. So, no, and that's good. That's good. I'm not the real. I don't have a broad spectrum education in that area, which I need to start again because Dr. Kelly even talked about that 30 years ago. So there's a lot of research being done out there. We need to start looking more towards that. Even in that documentary on Bot, they didn't talk too much about that, and we need to. So that's another Pandora's box there. We need to open a little bit wider and get some of these scientists to start researching. It's tough, you know. I mean, what I do for 30 years, there's no money out there for what I do. There's $0. And it's just now beginning to open up, just beginning. So I guess it takes mavericks like Dr. Kelly. I guess I'm a maverick now myself for following what, you know, this non-traditional approach. But I think it's becoming traditional, and it will be, hopefully, by the time I die, very traditional what we're doing.
Well, I think it's part of the, you know, it fits in with one of the programs that Sherry has, the Guardians Network, where people get together once a month and look at a software program and learn how to use that program. And it's the same thing that you're doing, where what you and Sherry are doing is giving people the power to have choice, to take responsibility
yes.
for their health and begin to help repair themselves or balance themselves, because we can't wait for, you know, the government or the bureaucrats or the whatever to, like, sort out who gets the profit from where. And the end result is we really need to step up or step in to, as you say, a lifestyle of keeping ourselves healthy. That, at least
right.
in my view. That's in my opinion, as they like to say.
Right.
In the courtroom.
Right.
And I think
right.
that's why, you know, and I think that's why I've always admired Kelly's work, and I'm glad we get to talk to you again. I really want to talk to you about coffee enemas, but that's such a separate show, because if I just toss that out and we talk about it, it's going to be like, because I think it's a great protocol, so we'll have you back.
You know, that's, yes, you know, and that's a whole science in itself, but it works. You know, I mean, I've been doing them 30 years now. I guess I'm still alive, so something of that work, you know. But I'll tell you this. I do this in all my shows, especially in my seminars. You can take all the supplements in the world, but if you can't detoxify your body, you're probably going to die anyways. You know, I'm just saying that. You know, that's true. That's concrete scientific fact. If you can't detoxify if you're breaking down all these cancer cells and you can't get rid of those cells, what are they going to do? They're going to back up in your liver, your kidneys, your lymphatic system, your colon, and you're going to go home and get sick, lose your hair, lose your appetite, which we see all the time. And so if you're doing a systematic protocol with rebuilding and sloughing off cells, but then detoxifying the body of all these sloughed off cells, and I'm here to shout that I went through it all, you know, and I was, oh, man, if I wasn't able to detoxify my body and my life, I probably would have died, you know. I was just so sick. And, you know, when I passed those gallstones in 1986, you know, in February, the size of golf balls, I went into septic shock for about 4 days. And I went to the hospital. Dr. Kelly said, go get a SMAC-20 blood profile every 2 weeks for the next couple of months. So I did that. And the nurses, after the second time I went in, they were like, how in the world is your blood chemistry changing so dramatically every 2 weeks? I said, well, you know, I'm taking 100 and some supplements a day for one thing. They're like, what? It's 1986. So they're like, well, we never heard about this. I said, well, you probably will in the next 20 or 30 years. It's going to take some time. But, you know, it's just what it was. So I had so much work to do, but I was living on adrenaline for probably 15 years before I got on the program, you know. Just living day to day, day to day. It was real tough, a real tough thing.
Yeah. Well, now you're living day to day and doing it well. So it's
right.
It's a great thing.
Yeah, you know, like I said in the Marine Corps, lead follower, get out of the way. And that's kind of my philosophy of life, you know. I followed for years. Now I'm trying to lead, you know, and that's what I promised Dr. Kelly. I don't have all the answers, but I do have the advantage of being on this program 30 years with several different diseases. So when you, if you can go to your doctor and you say, I have arthritis, he goes, oh, I've had arthritis 20 years. I can tell you exactly what to do. That's great. But how many doctors really have been through so many things, you know, and can say, well, no, we need to do this because I've got this too. And so, you know, I think I kind of have an advantage that I was so sick and have lived this for 30 years. I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I see we've gone over it, and I'm sorry to say we have to stop. I remember it. It's coming back to me now how it was at the last show where we could go on for quite a while because there's so many categories.
Yeah.
Do you have any closing thoughts, Sherry, or anything?
Well, Dr. Kuhn, can you leave people information on how to get in touch with you? So they can get an update.
Yeah, I'll give you my cell phone number, and they have my I'll give them my email, too, if they don't have my website. But my website, again, is themetabolicinstitute.com, and it's the T-H-E, metabolics like it sounds, M-E-T-A-B-O-L-I-C, institute.com. There's another The Metabolic Institute out there. They copied off my website several years ago with a dash in it, so no dashes or anything, just themetabolicinstitute.com. My email is very similar. It's The Metabolic Doctor, and the doctor's abbreviated, D-R, at AOL.com. My business number is 316-807-5210. And if they miss me, they just leave a message. I'll get back with them in a short time. So no charge for any calls, for questions, or consulting even for the first time. And, you know, just having to take a look over my whole website, and it kind of goes into the science of metabolic typing. And what we do, and we're getting ready to update that dramatically. Actually, we're getting ready to do a lot of things. So I've got a couple of corporate sponsors. I'm getting a couple more, and you know, one day at a time. It's one day at a time. It's you know, I'm carrying this torch, and I'm 60 now, so I actually have to work out a little bit too. So I'm going to the gym and doing the stuff I did 40 years ago, but. It's paying off. I'm getting back in shape, so that's a cool thing, too. So.
Congratulations. All right, well, that was a stupendously great show, as I knew it would be. And we will have to have you back because I have a whole series of questions regarding the basic detox protocols, and I think they're so powerful. And so much of the, as I say, I've been such a fan of the Kelly Protocol for so many years myself. And it's so great to hear it getting out there and it being taught to an international audience. I think that's very exciting. So we will definitely have to have you back for more.
It is. Well, thank you. It is. And, you know, working with people all over the planet was my goal 30 years ago, and that was Dr. Kelly's school. In fact, when I started his school in 85, he had metabolic therapists in 9 countries around the world. You know, 9 countries. And when the institute closed, about 95% of them said, if we can't work with Dr. Kelly, we're not working at all. And they quit. And so I'm one of those diehards, you know. And I went with another company that tried to pick up the ball and run with Dr. Kelly's work, and they failed miserably. And I still get clients around the world that say, hey, we tried to do this, so the program doesn't seem to work. But I'm like, yeah, well, let me explain that to you. So, but it's like the Wright brothers. You know, the Wright brothers flew, and then other people said, no, we flew first, blah, blah, blah. So if you got a real good thing, I can almost guarantee it, somebody's going to try to steal it. You know?
Oh, absolutely. That's some sort of weird compliment, but absolutely, yes.
That's
well, thanks again, Doctor. Thank you, Sherry, and everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you all Tuesday. Thanks very much.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Right now.
Take care. Goodbye.